with us. Jesus, what a wonderful child.
Welcome everybody who's here with us this morning. Thank you for being here in person on this very cold Sunday morning here in December. I want to welcome you here. For those of you who are at home, welcome to you. If you're on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe, follow us there. comment, especially. That'll help to get the word out to more of those who are at home watching online. And thanks for those who are listening also on our phone live streaming. If you need that number, see me after the service. Call the church office during the week. We'll be glad to share that with you. If you're at home, I want to encourage you to go to our church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com. It's just a couple of tabs over under the info tab that you can download the worship bulletin. These were at the doors as you came in this morning. Be sure to grab one of those, some upcoming events that are in there. We've got our children's worship bulletins, one for ages 7 and up, one for ages 3 and up. They're also in the windowsill to my right. They're also under that info tab online. And then our prayer list is there also, and those are on the table out here in the hallway. So just wanted to make sure to remind you of those things. If you're a guest that is here with us this morning, we want to make sure that you pick up one of the guest bags on the sides of the stage or at the doors as you leave this morning. It's got some information about our church that we want to share with you. It's got some gifts that we want to give to you to say thank you for being here with us this morning. So this morning, as we begin our service, I had the wonderful privilege yesterday of doing a wedding vow ceremony at the Gaylord Convention Center there at that big, huge gazebo there right beside the fountains and everything, the white one. That was an awesome experience, but I want to tell you, there's nothing like this experience. This is much greater even than that to have a baptism this morning. And so that's what we're going to be doing here. Abby Prince is going to be coming in just a moment, but let me share a word of scripture with you as we begin this part of our service. The Bible says, as Paul tells us over in Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, he says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in a newness of life." And that is what we come to celebrate this morning. We don't believe that baptism saves us, but we do believe that it's the outward expression of what's already happened in our hearts and our lives. And we're doing it in obedience to what Christ has told us to do. And so I'm going to ask Abby if she'll go ahead and make her way down into the water here. Abby Prince, what is your profession of faith? Upon your profession of faith as Jesus is Lord, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in a newness of life. Amen. Amen. We're excited for her decision and what God has been doing in her heart and her life. I want to encourage you to be praying for her as she continues to grow in the Lord. Thank you so much for being here. Pastor Matt's going to share in a little while our announcements after our choir comes and leads us in our first congregational hymn. So Brother Mike, if you'll come.
What a wonderful way to start off a Sunday, isn't it? Psalms 98:4 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth." I know there's smaller numbers today, probably because of some of the temperature outside, but for us that are here, let's stand and praise the Lord. Join the choir as we sing "Joy to the World," hymn 87.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Sound.
Well, good morning, church. As we get started here this morning, I want to encourage you to open up your bulletins and look here with me at the missionary moment as we pray for Patrick and Catherine Thompson as they serve the European peoples. And so let's also be in prayer for our Moldova missionaries as they are still working with the Moldova people and overcoming, you know, language barriers and just different things that when you're overseas that we would not expect to have to see as challenges, but they are very big and important that we need to be praying for them as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and praying for our missionary families. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we want to pray for the Thompsons as they adjust to a new culture and for others to join them on mission. And Lord, we pray that you would use them in a mighty way for your glory. God, we pray that you would help them to meet local believers and just create and start relationships, Father, that would be fruitful and a blessing to the people there in Moldova. Father, we pray also for those who perhaps even in this room, maybe you are calling them to serve overseas. God, I pray that they would hear that call and answer the call to missions. Father, we thank you for the faithfulness of the Thompson family and also for our Moldova missionaries. God, be with them as they have to go through just difficulties when it comes to being a Christian in a different country. And Lord, perhaps things that we don't necessarily face here. Lord, that we just pray you would use them, Father, for your glory and help them, strengthen them. And this time, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right. Don't forget, if you have a tithe or offering, we have the plates here down the front, or as you leave, you can also donate online. But also, we want to be sure, if you could help us advertise for our Christmas cantata coming up on December 21st. We have some handouts here that we would like for you to take some and hand them out and invite people to. And if you have any questions with that, you can talk with Pastor Jim. But our Sunday, December 21st at 10:30 a.m., we'll be doing it that morning. And so we would love to have this place packed out and have opportunities for people to hear the gospel and come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so also Wednesday, December 24th, we will have our Christmas Eve communion from 5 to 7. It's a come-and-go service, so please make the time to do that with your family as you have an opportunity to just reflect on this season with your family and the birth of Christ. With that, also going to take the opportunity so that Jason doesn't have to do it later. Youth are going to be having their Christmas party this Friday on the 19th. And so a change of date. I know I've been wishy-washy. Sorry about that. So on the 19th at 6 o'clock at the Ministry Center, we'll be having our youth Christmas party. And so we'll be doing the White Elephant gift exchange. So a gift no more than $20. And we'll also be caroling to our shut-ins and some widows. And so if you would like to join us in that, you are more than welcome to come with us, Rick, and we would be glad to have you. So thank you so much for being here, and so we'll sing our next song.
Thanks, Matt.
I want to thank the pianists, all of you, and the organists for playing these songs. I know we don't sing a lot of these but at Christmas time. So, but these can be some of the hardest songs to play. And I just want to say thank you for you all. Join us now as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We'll do all three verses of hymn 88. You don't have to stand.
Hark the Joyful
have Children's Church. We'll be gathering over on the piano during this next hymn. And flip the page if you have the hymns already open. But it's O Come All Ye Faithful. Stand with us and join the choir as we sing hymn 89.
One of the things we did not do a while ago in our missions moment was to share our mission video for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. So we want to share that with you now before I get into the message here.
Seoul is a vibrant and bustling city of over 9 million people. Seoul's economic growth and material abundance have left this generation of young South Koreans convinced that striving after worldly success will satisfy them.
We opened the Think Center in August 2023. Think stands for Trauma Healing in Korea. There are many people in Korea struggling with trauma, and here we hold gatherings together. Through these meetings, we share our pain and trauma with one another, and through the Bible, we explore how to recover from them.
Korea has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Despite carrying such deep pain, many people here bury it in their hearts, suppress it, and are unable to recover. We've heard there are far too many people living like this, but all of us have some pain and wounds, don't we? That's why we want to come together, share these burdens, and build a healthy community through biblical methods of healing.
to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. You have those offering envelopes down here at the front as well as in the windowsills, but we want to continue to share with you some of those stories of our missionaries who are serving internationally and what this offering for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering goes for. So take your Bibles this morning. I am going to depart from Romans somewhat. This message does apply to what we have just been studying about in Romans chapter 1. I've entitled it From Darkness to Light. It is a Christmas message this morning. Next Sunday, we will be having our Christmas cantata in the morning, so I want to encourage you to come for that. I'll have a much briefer message then. Where's Ben Murray? I think he's with the kids. Sorry, he missed out on that. So, he's always after me to preach a shorter message. So, but I will have a shorter message, but we'll have a lot of singing next week. So come, invite your friends. There are these flyers down here at the front. Be sure to take some of those. But Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 down through verse 7 is what we're going to be looking at this morning. And we just want to start, if you will, here with verse 1 and verse 2. So would you stand as we read God's word in honor of his word? But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for your word this morning. And we ask, Lord, that your word would go forth and not return void. Use it, Lord, to bring the light of your truth into our hearts. We pray, Lord, that just as we have seen in the baptism this morning, that there would be those who may be stirred in their hearts to come to faith in Christ, to follow through with the waters of baptism and what that all represents, and the obedience to Christ to do that after we've accepted him as our Lord and our Savior. And so, Father, we just pray that you would use this message to stir those hearts, but also, Lord, to stir our hearts as believers to be more faithful, to shine the light of the truth of the Word of God, of the gospel message in a world of darkness around us more and more than ever before. So bless your word this morning, and may it go forth and not return void. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. If you don't know it about me, I love Christmas time. That's one of my most favorite holidays of all. There's just something about the seasons, the sights, the sounds, the smells from the kitchen, the warmth of worship that we have together at times like this that makes everything feel, at least seemingly, more meaningful. Even ordinary moments seem touched with something sacred, and everything changes. If I were to ask you this morning, what truly changes a life? You might have a number of answers that you would give. Some would say, well, education changes everything. And it does change some things, but not everything. Others say that money or opportunity or maybe relationships.